نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اطلبوا الجنة جهدكم واهربوا من النار جهدكم، فإن الجنة لا ينام طالبها، وإن النار لا ينام هاربها، وإن الآخرة اليوم محفوفة بالمكاره، وإن الدنيا محفوفة باللذات والشهوات، فلا تلهينكم عن الآخرة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, already we can feel the effects of the departure of this great guest and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved and the blessed month of Ramadan. Already to some extent we can see the crowds in our masajid diminishing, the level of masiyat and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increasing. This to a very large extent, my respected brothers, is because we fail to realize the objective and the purpose behind these occasions or these periods wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases His mercy, Allah increases His compassion, Allah ta'ala increases the opportunities for us to gain His closeness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this month of Ramadan. The purpose and the object behind it is not so that Allah ta'ala is only worshipped in Ramadan, but as is mentioned in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you develop taqwa, so that you gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point being that the khair, the barakat, the blessings, the spiritual elevatedness that is acquired in Ramadan has to permeate throughout the rest of the year. Once Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi was told, إِنَّ قَوْمًا يَتَعَبَّدُونَ وَيَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي رَمَضَانَ, that they are a group of people that make ibadat, that exert themselves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience in the month of Ramadan. His reaction to this was, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانَ. He said, what a terrible people they are. What was said to him, they are worshipping Allah. He says, what a terrible people are those people who only recognize Allah in Ramadan. What a terrible people, how ungrateful they are, whose ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seasonal. إِنَّ الصَّالِحْ أَلَّذِي يَتَعَبَّدْ وَيَجْتَهِدُ السَّنَةَ كُلَّهَا. The true friend of Allah, the true lover of Allah, the one who is truly close to Allah, the truly pious person, is that person who, whether it is Ramadan or not Ramadan, throughout the entire year, in fact throughout his entire life, he worships Allah. Like the poet says, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ صِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ سُوَّمُ وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ صِيَامِي. He says this entire life of this dunya is 1 month of Ramadan. The entire life of dunya is 1 month of Ramadan. And Eid al-Fitr, the day when we will stop fasting, is the day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this short, he says, يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى, this short day, this short period, when dunya is compared to akhirat, It's insignificant. The life of this world, 60 or 70 years, for those who live that long. If you compare it to the first day of Akhirat, 50,000 alfa sana, 50,000 years the first day. This life is completely insignificant. He says, فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. The short life Allah gave you, the short day, fast. What he means by fast? Fast away from the disobedience of Allah. Exert yourself in the pleasure of Allah. Tomorrow you will be making Eid. Tomorrow you will be celebrating while other people will be swimming in their own perspiration. While other people will be in fear, you will be underneath the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, his ibadat was not seasonal. His ibadat was with dawam throughout the year. All the time there was a set amount by which he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we have to aspire for. On one occasion, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was one person, he would make ibadat, make tawbah to Allah ta'ala, then he would go back to sinning, like how most of us do. Then the next occasion comes again, he'll make tawbah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and told him, Ya fulan, innaka tabni wa tahdim. Your example is like someone who starts putting up a structure in a building, expends his time and energy to put up this building, then with his own hands he destroys the building. Then he starts building it again and then he destroys it. Like a person who puts a bucket in a well and he starts pulling the water up. When it's about 3 or 4 meters from the top, he says, my hands are paining. I'm feeling tired. Let me leave the rope and relax for a few minutes. Take his foot off the pedal. Relax. Then he'll go back, start pulling the rope again. He can carry on from now till Qiyamah like that. He won't get one bucket of water also. So when Allah's Rasul told this person that, what are you doing? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I've realized the error of my ways now. So fa'abani wala ahdim. Now I will build, but I will not destroy that building. That taqwa, that piety, that closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sweetness of ibadat, which we experienced in Ramadan, my respected brothers, has to permeate. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Murni bil islami amalan la as'alu anhu ahadan ba'dak. Murni bil islami amran la as'alu anhu ahadan ba'dak. This hadith, which I have just mentioned, we'll translate it just now. Ulama ikram say this is one of the ahadith on which the foundation of deen is based. So important is the meaning that is found in this hadith. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, command me with something in Islam. Command me with something in Islam, after which I don't have to ask anything more. Give me some concise advice, which I can hold on to for the rest of my life, which will preclude the need or the requirement to ask anything more. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah, then have istiqamat, persevere. This is what is required, my respected brothers. We have to persevere, even if it is little bit. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّى. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved actions in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is that action which is dawam, which you will hold on to, even if it is little. Islam doesn't require you that in Ramadan you make 10 khatams and for the rest of the year you don't open the Quran. Islam does not require you that in Ramadan you come to the masjid and once the Hilal of Eid is sighted for the next 11 months you are somewhere else. This is when you are making a mockery of Islam. When the verse of the Quran was mentioned, Umar radiallahu ta'ala on the mimbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, he recites, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Verily those who say our Rabb is Allah, then they have istiqamat. Umar explains istiqamat. He says, Wallahi, لله بطاعته ولم يروغ روغان الثعالب. He says, don't be cunning like a wolf. Don't be cunning like a fox. That your worship of Allah is seasonal. Istiqamat means persevere on amal. Do not only on occasion worship Allah Ta'ala and then exhibit cunning, run away in the next big night or the next big occasion or the next Ramadan, you come back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is why, my respected brothers, because to a very large extent our tawbah and our ibadat is seasonal, this is why the sweetness and the ecstasy which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept in His ibadat and His worship, we are not experiencing that. Because we do not persevere on the amal. Regardless of circumstance, regardless of situation, we have to persevere on the amal. Then Allah Ta'ala will give us that sweetness. That sweetness in His ibadat, which wallah you will not find in anything else. Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullahi used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. ولولا الليل ما أحببت البقاء في الدنيا ولذة المناجات ليست من الدنيا إنما هي من الجنة أظهره الله تعالى لأوليائه. He used to say, Allah has kept that sweetness, Allah has kept that ecstasy, Allah Ta'ala has kept that enjoyment in the night, in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which the people in the dens of vice, in the places of haram, do not experience. He used to say, if it were not for the night and the sweetness of tahajjud, and the sweetness of crying before Allah Ta'ala, I would not have even desired to remain in this dunya. There's no other attraction left for me in this world. How many sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on their deathbed, whether it was the beloved grandson of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the night before he passed away, or whether it was Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or whether it was Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, so many sahaba, on the occasion of Jummah, there's no time to go into the details. Each one of them, when the time came to leave this world, what are they saying? They are saying, Ya Allah, if it were not for the sweetness of fasting, if it were not for the sweetness of your ibadat, if it were not for the sweetness of tahajjud, we would not have worried that we are dying and leaving this world. But the only pain and concern is that we will no longer experience this sweetness and this ecstasy. He says, Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullahi, he says, Ladhatul munajat, that sweetness of getting up in the dead of the night and talking to your Allah and crying before your Allah, he says that is not of this dunya. There is nothing in this world that can compare with that. He says that is of Jannat. That sweetness is from Jannat, which Allah Ta'ala gives in this dunya to those who will persevere in amal. To those who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. What greater example can we present than that of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself? His martaba and status such, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. What is the crux of that verse of the Quran? Allah Ta'ala is saying, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you wanted to anger me, you could not anger me. You are forgiven already, past, future. There is no way you will earn my anger. That martaba and status. Yet Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala who says, one night I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah. Sallaytu khalfan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laylatan. He says, I came and stood behind him and I said, Allahu Akbar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading Surah Baqarah. He says, I thought in my heart, Yarkaw inda al-mi'a, after 100 verses he will go into ruku'. Thumma madha, he passed 100 verses. Then he says, I thought in my heart, Yusalli biha fi raka'atin. He will read half in this rakat, half in the next rakat. We know how long Surah Baqarah is. Almost 2.5 siparas. Thumma madha, he carried on. Then I said, Yarkaw biha, after, at the end of Surah Baqarah, he'll make ruku'. فَفْتَتَحَ النِّسَاءِ He finished Surah Baqarah and started Surah Nisa. فَقَرَأَهَا He read Surah Nisa. ثُمَّ افْتَتَحَ آلَ إِمْرَانِ Then he started Surah Ala Imran. And he read that Surah also. One-fifth of the Qur'an in one rakat of Salah. And how was he reading? He says, يَقْرَأُ مُتَرَسِّلًا إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةٍ فِيهَا تَسْبِيحٌ سَبَّحًا وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِتَعَوُّذٍ تَعَوَّذًا He was reading, pausing slowly. When he came past an ayat in which there was tasbih, praising Allah Ta'ala, he praised Allah. When he came past an ayat of Jannat, he made dua for Jannat. When he came past an ayat seeking protection from Jahannam, he sought Allah's protection from Jahannam. Like that, one-fifth of the Qur'an with qiraat like that. Then he says, Allah's Rasul went into ruku' and he began saying, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, fakana ruku'uhu nahwam min qiyamihi. He says the length of his ruku' was equal to the length of his qiyam. Then he said, Sami Allahu liman hamida, stood up in qawma. He says he stood for a long time, almost as long as his ruku'. Then he went into sajda and he began saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And he says the length of his sajda was the same as the length of his qiyam. Hatta tatafattara qadama. Sahaba say his Mubarak feet would swell as a result of standing so long periods in salah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes. Allah has kept my enjoyment. Allah has kept my lazzat. Allah has kept my ecstasy in salah. My respected brothers, this type of salah and this type of exertion in ibadat is impossible unless there is ecstasy, there is enjoyment in it. Abu Rayhana Azdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes out in the path of Allah for a long time. And then he returns. They say separation makes the heart grow fonder. The wife was waiting. She beautified herself. Husband is returning after a long time. He asks her permission. Let me read two rakat salah. She gives permission. He starts the two rakat salah. She's sitting next to him, perfumed, new clothing. Long time he hasn't seen his wife. Yet, two rakat salah, and the next thing is the azan for Fajr. He makes salam, ready to leave for the masjid. Ya Aba Rayhana, ghazawt wa rajat wa ta'ib, amalana minka nasib. O Abu Rayhana, you strove in the path of Allah. Then you return, now you tied yourself in salah. I am your wife, don't I have a share? Don't I have a right? He says, yes, you have a right, but I was not aware of you. She says, I was sitting right next to you, how could you not be aware of me? Look at the response. لَمْ يَزَلْ يَهْوِي قَلْبِي فِيمَا وَصَفَ اللَّهِ جَنَّتَهُ مِنْ نَعِيمِهَا وَلَذَّاتِهَا وَشَهْوَاتِهَا حَتَّى سَمِعَتُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ He says, I said, Allahu Akbar, and Allah transported my heart to Jannat. I saw the rivers, I saw the streams, I saw the palaces of Jannat, and my heart was floating in Jannat till I heard the azan for Fajr. That is why Allah's qasam, I was not aware of you. Allah had taken me to Jannat in my salah. Such ibadat, my respected brothers, is only possible so when that ecstasy and that sweetness Allah Ta'ala gives us. Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ذَاقَ تُعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ ذَاقَ تُعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا He who is happy with Allah as his Rabb, with Islam as his deen and his religion, and Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as his Nabi, his life is brought in conformance to Shariat. Then Allah will give him the taste of the sweetness of Iman in this dunya. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, there is one Jannat in this dunya, there is one Jannat in this dunya, till you do not enter this Jannat, till you don't experience the sweetness of this Jannat, you will not experience the sweetness of the Jannat of Akhirat. And what Jannat that is? That Jannat and that ecstasy which Allah Ta'ala has kept in His Ibadat. My respected brothers, why we don't experience that? Why is that sweetness no more there for us? Why is Allah Ta'ala's Ibadat a burden and has become difficult for us? Ulama explained there are one or two reasons for this. One is our failure to stay away from guna and sins. Very clearly this is brought forth in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Inna nadhra sahmum min sihami iblis masmum." He said, guard your gaze, lower your gaze. Allah hasn't given you these eyes to look at the daughters of others. Allah hasn't given you these eyes to look at haram. He says the gaze, the eyes, the sight is one of the most poisonous of the poisonous arrows of shaitan. Ulama say, pehli nazar par, dil ke dunya ka ujarna shuru ho jate hai. On the first wrong gaze, looking at haram, the inside, the spirituality, the darkening of the heart of a person starts. And then what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He says, if you avert your gaze, if you lower your gaze and there is temptation in front of you, Allah will give you that sweetness of Iman which you will taste in this dunya. Somebody came to Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, and they said to him, I find it hard to get up for tahajjud salah. I find it hard to make ibadat of Allah at night. What was his response? What would be our response? Sleep longer in the day. Or don't tire yourself. No. What was his response? He said, La ta'asihi bin nahar. La ta'asihi bin nahar. Wa huwa yuqimuka bayna yadayhi fil layl. Fa inna wukufaka bayna yadayhi fil layl min a'zami sharaf. Wal asi la yastahiqu thalika sharaf al azim. He said, do not disobey Allah in the day. Do not go towards haram in the day when Allah is giving you the opportunity to stand in front of Him at night. Because this mawqa, this opportunity of standing before Allah at night is an honor which Allah gives. And the one who will sin openly is not entitled and is not worthy to that honor. Somebody came to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and the same complaint. I find it hard to make the ibadat of Allah. I cannot experience that sweetness in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the response of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Aq'adtukum dhunubukum, your sins, because you are disobeying Allah over and over again. That is why you are finding it hard to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That little exertion on the one side of towards ibadat is there. But my respected brothers, unfortunately, this attempt to stay away from Allah Ta'ala's disobedience is not there amongst us. Yet, Allah Ta'ala has kept izzat, Allah has kept dignity, Allah has kept honor in His ibadat, in His worship. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, rahmatullah alayhi, used to make dua, Allahumma izzani bi ta'atik. Allahumma izzani bi ta'atik, wa la tudhillani bi ma'siyatik. He would say, oh Allah, give us honor through making your ibadat, through serving your deen. Wa la tudhillani bi ma'siyatik. Do not disgrace us by being disobedient to you. Let us stay away from guna. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah used to say, Allahumma inqulni min dhullil ma'siyah ila izzat ta'a. Oh Allah, take me away from the disgrace of guna to the izzat and the dignity and honor that you have kept in your ibadat. In one athar it comes, Allah Ta'ala says, Anal Aziz, faman arada al-izza falyut'i al-aziz. Allah says, I am Aziz. If you want izzat, then obey that zat and that being who is Aziz. Stay away from guna and Allah will give you the sweetness of ibadat. Stay away from guna, Allah will give you the sweetness of His worship. One tabi'i, 60 hajj, he made 60 hajj. One after the other, one day he's sitting in the hatim and he's thinking, I have made 60 hajj, I have come to this place so many times. I don't know if Allah has accepted it from me or not. And then he dozes off. In his dream, a voice calls out to him. that you would not call to your house someone over and over again unless you love him and have accepted him. So why are you worried whether your Hajj is accepted or not? If Allah had not accepted your Hajj, he would not have called you here again and again. The proof of the acceptance of our amal, the proof of the acceptance of our Ramadan, my respected brothers, is that after Ramadan we stay away from guna. After Ramadan we stay in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will give you tawfiq to come closer and closer to him, my respected brothers, if you will persevere, if you will stay away from his disobedience. That is one cause of istiqamat. The other thing, my respected brothers, ulama say, the reason why we find it difficult to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason why we find it difficult to bring istiqamat in our amal, is because of weakness of yaqeen. Because there is no effort that is made on iman, the talks of jannat, the talks of jahannam. In this Mubarak month of Ramadan, that famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the eve of Ramadan, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted his sahaba, beg Allah for jannat in this month. Seek Allah's protection from jahannam in this month. We have to understand, my respected brothers, the exhortation and the command was not just to ask for jannat, not just to verbally seek protection from jahannam. But if you look at Shariat, what is required? Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, man qala inni uhibbul jannah. That person who says, I want jannat, I love jannat, but he is not doing the a'mal of the people of jannat, he's a liar. That person who says, I fear jahannam, ya Allah save me from jahannam, but he is doing the a'mal of the jahannamis, he is a liar in his claim that he fears jahannam. The example is like one person, many years he's coming to the Mauli sahab. Mauli sahab, make dua, I get children. Make dua, I get children. Give me taweez, do this amal, do that amal. What must I read to get children? One day it crossed the Mauli sahab's mind. Asked him, bhai, are you married? He says, no, I'm not married. So the Mauli sahab says, what sincerity do you have in asking me? You never made any effort whatsoever. So you don't really want children, you are just asking. Allah protect us from that being our situation also, my respected brothers. We may have forgotten Jannat and Jahannam, but Jannat and Jahannam doesn't forget us. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, he exhorted Sahaba, La tansawul azimatain. Never forget the two great things. Sahaba said, وَمَا الْعَظِيمَتَانِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what are the two great things? He said, الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ. Jannat and Jahannam, never ever forget them. Every day, Jannat calls out to Allah, Ya Rabbi, اِئْتِنِي بِأَهْلِي وَبِمَا وَعَدْتَنِي فَقَدْ كَثُرَ حَرِيرِي وَإِسْتَبْرَقِي وَسُنْدُسِي وَلُؤْلُؤِي وَمُرْجَانِي وَزَبَرْجَتِي وَفِضَّتِي وَذَهَبِي وَأَكْوَابِي وَأَبَارِيقِي وَخَمَرِي وَلَبَنِي وَعَسَلِي اِئْتِنِي بِأَهْلِي وَبِمَا وَعَدْتَنِي. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أُخْرَى قَدْ طَابَتْ ثِمَارِي وَاطَّرَدَتْ أَنْهَارِي اشْتَقْتُ إِلَى أَوْلِيَائِي فَعَجِّلْ إِلَيَّ بِأَهْلِي. Every day Jannat is making dua to Allah. Ya Allah, my silk is gone too much. My gold is too much. My silver is too much. My pearls, my emeralds, my maidens, my rivers, my trees, my palaces, my an'amat, my streams are overflowing. Ya Allah, where are my inhabitants? Send them to me. Jannat is making that dua. Jahannam is making that dua. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us what it means to ask Allah for Jannat, what it means to ask Allah protection from Jahannam. In that hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, he said, اطلبوا الجنة جهدكم وهربوا من النار جهدكم فإن الجنة لا ينام طالبها وإن النار لا ينام حاربها. He said, seek Jannat with everything that you have. جهدكم. Give everything you have for Allah's Jannat. Don't just give lip service, Ya Allah, I want Jannat. Finish yourself for Jannat. Like a father tells his son on the eve of his last exam for his degree, what will the father say, my son? Burn the midnight oil. Do what you have to do. Don't fail. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many times more is his compassion and love for his ummah. Oh my ummah, finish yourself for Allah's jannat. وَهْرَبُوا مِنَ النَّارِ جُهْدَكُمْ, and finish yourself in running from Jahannam. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَنَامُ طَالِبُهَا وَإِنَّ النَّارَ لَا يَنَامُ هَارِبُهَا, because the one who truly desires Jannat will never rest. The one who truly wants protection from Jahannam will never rest. Do not fall into the deception of this dunya. Finish yourself for Akhirat. Finish yourself for Jannat every day. In one hadith it comes, and on this we will terminate. Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ يُفْتُفْتَحُ فِي كُلِّ سَحَرِ, at the time of Sahri, at the time of dawn, every day Jannat is opened up. Allah addresses Jannat, إِزْدَادِي طِيبًا لِأَهْلِكِ, become more beautiful. Become more fragrant for those who are coming to you. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that cool breeze that you experience at the time of Sahri, is the breeze that is coming from Jannat on the command of Allah, that Jannat must become more beautiful and more fragrant. Sometimes those who finish themselves for Allah, such an effort was made on Sahaba. Such an effort was made on Sahaba when they gave everything for Akhirat, that breeze of Jannat Allah gave them in dunya also. Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the field of Uhud, he says to Saad radiallahu anhu, Wahan li rihil jannah, Wahan li rihil jannah. How beautiful is the smell of Jannat. How beautiful is the fragrance of Jannat. Inni la ajidu rihaha duna Uhud. Saad, Allah's qasam, I can smell Jannat coming from Uhud. Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu anhu in Uhud, he sent, where's Saad bin Rabi'? Look for him and ask him what condition he is in. Zayd bin Harisa finds Saad bin Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa bihi ramak, on the last gasp of life. He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent me. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent me to ask you what condition you find yourself in. He says, say to my Nabi, inni ajiduni ajidu rihal jannah. I can smell Jannat. I can smell Jannat right now. May Allah reward him more than any other Nabi was rewarded. Give my salams to him and say to my brothers of the Ansar, La udhra lakum in khulisa ila nabiyyikum wa fikum aynun tatraf. That if one hair on the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is harmed and you are still standing, tomorrow in Allah's court I am going to hold you responsible. Do not let one hair be harmed on the body of my Nabi while there is still life in you. That jazba and that zeal and shauk for Akhirat Sahaba-i-Kiram had, my respected brothers, when the correct effort was made. Jannat and Jahannam was not talks. Quran was not an irrelevant message. The desire and the shauk and the dua for Jannat and Jahannam was not lip service. My respected brothers, if we take no other lesson, take this lesson of Ramadan, where Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exhorted his ummah, beg Allah for Jannat, beg protection from Jahannam. Our ibadat should not be seasonal. Ramadan has come, Ramadan has gone. We don't know if we will live to see another Ramadan. Let the khair and barakat of Ramadan permeate. Bring istiqamat in our lives. Those gunas which we stayed away from in Ramadan, after Ramadan stay away from them also. That ibadat which we made in Ramadan, make an attempt after Ramadan to make that. Allah will give us that sweetness and ecstasy in his ibadat. There's no easy solution, my respected brothers. The ummah has to come back to the masjid. We have to adopt the environment of masjid. A'mal of masjid, those same a'mal of hidayat that Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam established in Masjid al-Nabawi in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our masjids have to become abad with those a'mal. The a'mal of da'wat, calling to Allah's greatness, the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, talking about Jannat, talking about Jahannam, ta'lim in our homes, these are those a'mal. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali with Noor. They are like the ship of Nuh alayhi salam being given to this ummah again. The tide is against us, we can see around us, my respected brothers. The doors of Allah's mercy are open, but the ummah has to come back to the effort of hidayat and come back to the a'mal of hidayat.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.